for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tuesday afternoon, July the 5th, 2011. Gene Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on God's protections for the believers.
It brings me great joy and pleasure to introduce to y'all Gene Williams, this is her second time to speak here, actually. She spoke to the ladies yesterday at 1:15. But this is their first time at Lake Hamilton, and we are glad, glad, glad to have them here. So, Gene, come on up and give us what you got.
Hello, everyone. It is truly a blessing to be before you again, once again. I just give God the praise for allowing me to be upon you today. But I want to sing just a little of this song before I get started. Praise God, because He truly deserves all the praises.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Please hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will ride on eagle wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will ride on eagle wings. Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Lord, I pray, I pray, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Please hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will ride on eagle's wings.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity once again, Lord God. You allowed me, Lord God, today to stand before your people, Lord. Father God, when I opened up my mouth, Lord God, to speak today, Lord God, I ask that you increase so I can decrease, Lord God. Father God, I just ask that each and every one, Lord God, ears be open to your word, Lord God, where they will hear what the Spirit has to say to them today, Lord God. And Lord, we just bless you, we honor you, and we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Today my topic will be God's protections for the believers. Amen. I asked the Lord, what do you want me to give the people today? I really didn't have anything. I had something planned, but what I felt like wasn't really what God wanted. But God came back and said, yes, that's what I want you to do. So I'm going to want you to go to Songs, the 91 Songs. And this song here is protection for the believers. And I just feel like we really need to recognize what Psalms 91 truly really means to us as a believer. We read God's word, but we really don't apply it to our situation or our circumstances. Amen?
Amen.
God said that he is a defense for us. What is a defense for God's people? It's the act of defending or the state of being defended, protection as from violence or danger. He protects us. He covers us from all hurt, harm, and dangers. What is a refuge? A refuge is a shelter or protection from danger or distress or from distress or calamities. And we know that we're living in the times that we have tornadoes that's totally going out of whack. We have hurricanes. The weather patterns just totally has been just doing their own thing. Amen? And God said he will keep us during those times. He will protect us during those times. Amen? Well, let's see what Psalms 91, the first verse says. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is this verse saying? It's saying you are at home with God. You are in place of complete safety in him. When you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you begin to get up under his umbrella, his protection as a believer. But if you are not a believer, then you step outside of the protection of the umbrella of the covering, which allows the enemy to come in. Amen? So let's not forget, we're talking about the blessings of the believers. Amen? It also says you converse with him. You keep company with him. You commune with him together with sympathy and confidence that you are safe in his arms. He protects when we come to him. When we come to him with our problems, he protects us. He put his loving arms around us to show us how much he cares and how much he protects us. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. That's the blessing of a believer. And I know that each and every one of you today is a believer. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So you have the blessings. The blessings and the promise are unto you. Praise the Lord for that. Go ahead and give yourself a hand for that. Amen. That you are a believer. You have the blessings of the Lord. Amen? Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Will I trust? I will trust the Lord. Amen. I choose him. I confide in him. He is a refuge that will never fail you.
Amen.
If he said it, then it settles. Amen. That's what the word of God said. So he said he'd tell us to prove him. And we prove his word. Amen. We prove his word that he will protect us. He is neither fickle or false. We serve a true God. Amen. And neither weak or mortality. He is God. Amen. He is God. And I bless the Lord for that. He is God and not man. And therefore, there is no danger of being disappointed in him. So why are you disappointed? When he told us and he gave us the tools, he gave us the weapon to fight. He is the weapon. He is our strength. He is our conqueror. Amen. So it's time for us to apply the word of God to every situation and every circumstance. Amen. This is what he wanted to go forth. Why? Why do he want this to go forth today? Because we have some of us are here today that's still battling with fear. We still don't believe that He is a deliverer. We still don't believe that He will provide for us. His words say He will. And I tell you, I believe His words. I believe the word of God. Amen. That's all I got to stand on. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. Verse 3. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisy pestilence. He will deliver us from any disease, any calamity, any sickness that will try to infiltrate this body. He will deliver us. He will protect us. Let's go to Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 17 through 18. And let's see what He says about that. That's Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 17 through 18. Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 17 through 18 says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. So it's time to apply God's word. And even in the times of going through, I have learned that I can't just say a little eeny-weeny prayer. Lord, bless me, Lord. Bless me. I have to go straight forward into the enemy camp, and I have to war in the spirit. Just like I was in the army. I knew that I had, and I was on the battlefield battling for the Lord. I know that I had to actually use those tools that God has given me to apply to my situation. Just as the army, it stands for battle. Just for the Marines stands for battle. We have to do it in the spirit realm as well as the natural. Yes. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckle. God does not just protect. He calls you under his protection to keep you safe from harm's way. Amen? Amen. Have you ever looked at Animal Kingdom? How many of you looked at Animal Kingdom? You see where the lions get his cubs and he protects him? He protects his cubs. That's what God does to us. He protects us for no one to hurt us. He keeps us. Amen? And he wants you to know this. Because sometimes we don't realize that. Sometimes our trials, our tribulation comes so hard that we don't realize that we have a God that can move mountains, that can depart the Red Sea, that can do anything for us. And God wants us to not forget that. That he gave us his word, and he wants us to stand on his word. Amen? Amen. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:13. Praise the Lord. And 2 Timothy 2:13. Let's see what the word of God says. It says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. So if we believe it, let's read that again. If we believe not yet, he abided faithful. He cannot deny himself. He cannot. He will not deny himself. Amen. That's what the word says. Amen. And we must continue to stand on God's word. Hurricanes, tornadoes may come. I know about a month ago, we had a tornado that came through Atlanta, and fear really seized me that night. Around 2:30 that morning, the wind was like rattling in the window like it wanted to come in. And it really scared me. And in my mind, you know, I was thinking about my military training. What do I need to do? You know, my skills began to kick in. And I said, well, should I just run in the closet? Should I run in the window? Run in the bathroom away from the windows? My husband downstairs snoring, sleeping. He don't even know what's going on. I said, Lord, I need to be safe like that. And so he didn't know until the next morning that the hurricane has passed us. And down the street, it tore it up. It passed our house and just stripped the street further down. I said, Lord, I thank you. I felt bad for them, but he kept us. Amen. I'm a believer. so I should not fear that he won't keep us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So tornadoes shouldn't frighten us. Not even during the night, when even when gunfire, there can be all kind of wrecking going on, all kind of stuff going on at night. You can sleep right through it and don't even realize. And you wake up the next day, someone said, "Do you know so-and-so-and-so got shot? Or they was firing weapons," and you won't even know nothing about that, because he would keep you in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on him. Amen. That's the word of God. A believer needs not fear, and therefore should not fear any errors that is thrown at us. We should not fear it. Amen. Because God, he knows it. He knows. He knows everything. Amen. He got our back, as they say. He got our back, and we should not have to worry about nothing. Let's go to verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. It is a promise to God's people that we should be satisfied in him, not only by his promises that he can fulfill them, by any threatening or fulfilled hatred that comes against you. Amen? He'll protect you from the arrows that flies by night, the arrows that are thrown to you. Do not worry. He said, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." He don't want us to take our problems in our own hands, because he knows if we take them in our own hands, we'll make a mess of it. Amen? Many times, I don't know about you, but I have made a mess of a lot of things. Amen? So that's why I have learned to take God's word to heart and to apply it to my situation. This is what God wants us to do. Amen? Amen? Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. And let's see what God has to say about verse 7. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. And it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Amen? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. Amen? Amen? So we're going to have to fight it with the word of God. Amen? Not a physical fight. You don't mean put up your dukes and fight. You mean fight with the word of God. Amen? Amen. God said he would keep us. But I want you to realize one thing, that if we preserve ourselves through purity, which meaning free from sin, or moral wrong, in times of general corruption, may God continue to keep us safely in his arms from all desolation and destruction. Amen. If we keep ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. This is a promise of if we keep ourselves. So these are choices that we make. Amen. So you choose the right choice.
Amen.
To stay holy. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 8 says, "Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." It would be magnified, that salvation of the saints, with their eyes, shall behold and see the destruction of the wicked. We are redeemed from the curse.
Yes,
amen. Let's go to Galatians 3, verse 13, and see what God has to say about that. That's Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse 13. Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse 13. And it says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." He has redeemed us from every curse and Deuteronomy. Amen. He has delivered us. He has redeemed us. So we should not have to worry. We should not be afraid. We just need to stand on his promises and trust him. Amen?
Amen?
This is a warfare prayer, Psalms 91. Psalms 91 is a powerful prayer. Amen? So it's time to just quit going to 91 and just reading it as it's just a song, and read it and apply it to your life, to your situation. Amen? Because God has given us this. And we must apply. Verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. As we continue in God and rest in Him, we shall have the benefit and comfort of His promises. He will console you. He will take care of you. He will hold you. He will comfort you in the time of distress. He will bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. But He wants you to come and sit and dine with Him. Spend time with Him. Know Him in a most excellent way. Amen? These are the promises of the Lord. This is what He wants of us. Amen?
Yes.
Verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. No evil can befall a good man. No evil, nor harm. When our hearts are truly steadfast in Him, and when we are trusting in His faithfulness to fulfill His promises. No evil can befall a good man, nor harm can befall you. Amen? When our hearts, He said, are truly steadfast in Him. The Bible says that many worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. It's time out for the lip offering, and it's time for a heartfelt offering. Amen? He's coming back for this. Amen? So it's time out. The lip offering, no more that. It's a heart thing that He's after. Amen? So we got to put our hearts in it. We got to put our hearts in this thing and believe God. Amen? Let's go to Psalms 112, verse 7. That's Psalms 112, verse 7. And it says, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Amen? He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusted in the Lord. Because it's from the heart, not the lips. When it's from the lips, we begin to be wavering. Amen? But when it's in our hearts, we are steadfast in this. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. This song is powerful, I tell you, and I just love it. Praise the Lord. Verse 11 and 12 reads, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. The Lord takes of the saints, and the angels themselves are in charge. Amen? To employ you. Amen? Angels go to work for you. They serve, they are service to you. They perform the duties that God sent them out to do for you. Amen? Amen? This is the blessing for the believer. Amen. They go in war on your behalf. They go and fight on your behalf. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 14. That's Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 14. And it reads, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? You are heirs of salvation. Amen. So the promise is unto you. Amen. The angels are able to bear you up, support you, support the saints. Amen. To keep the saints out of reach of danger. Amen. They're here to protect you. Amen. They are tenderness and affection when they come to arrest you. Amen. To bring you into God's presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, they are service to you. Just as simple as that. They are to serve you. Amen. What a pleasure to be served.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 13. And it reads, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Christ has broken the serpent head and spoiled our spiritual enemies. Amen. The devil is known as that old dragon, that old serpent. Amen. And you'll find that in Romans 16, chapter verse 20. And we don't have to turn that, but you can write that down. But let's go and support this in Colossians, the second chapter, verse 15. That's Colossians, the second chapter, verse 15. Colossians, the second chapter, verse 15. And it reads, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Amen? He spoiled our spiritual enemies. He has spoiled them. He has taken care of them for us. We don't need to do anything. Leave it up to him. Amen? This is his job. Amen? Praise the Lord. Christ has disconnected the devil's plans, plots, and schemes against you. Amen? So what the enemy has planned or plot for you, God has disconnected it.
All right.
The plans cannot go forth. Amen? He has stopped Satan in his tracks. Amen? This is what the Word of God says.
Yes.
And this is a place that is inaccessible to the enemy. He cannot come through. Amen? None but the righteous. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. None but the righteous. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 14 and 15 reads, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him." This is what the Word of God said. Let's read that again. I don't think somebody got that. "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will deliver him. I will deliver you." Amen. Hallelujah. "I will set him on high because he hath known my name." He knows you because you spend time with him. Oh, he consoles you. He knows you. He knows your heart. Hallelujah. "He shall call," hallelujah, "upon me." All you have to do is call. Hallelujah. You say all you have to do is call. When you call upon me, I will answer. He said, "I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." He will honor you. Amen? That is awesome. "When the saints have fixed their love upon God with resolution by trusting that he will solve their problems, he will make himself known unto you, and he will deliver you in due time."
Hallelujah.
In his time. He said one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. So what seemed like forever to us is only one day. Hallelujah. So I guess we need to pay for patience when we begin to get so in a hurry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 34, verse 19 to support that as well. That's Psalms 34, verse 19. And it reads, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all." He did what? Delivered them out of what? Out of them all. Not some. A couple of them. Five of them. All of them. Hallelujah. Every last one of them, he delivered us. And as we call upon him, he will answer us by manifesting his supernatural power that brings deliverance to our rescue of relief. God will honor you by taking into covenant and communion with Him. These are the promises of the Lord. He delivered us by His supernatural power that only He can do. Only God can do. He is the only one that can do this. Amen?
Amen.
Go to Psalms 138, verse 3. That's Psalms 138, verse 3. And it reads, "In the day when I cried, Thou answered me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. When I was weak, feeble, down, He strengthened me in my soul. He gave me the strength to conquer. He gave me the strength to go on." Amen. He gave me the supernatural power that I needed to go forth. Amen. That I needed to stand in a time of disappointment. Amen. In the time when bills are due and couldn't pay my bills, I trusted Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The last verse, verse 16. And it reads, "With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation." Man does not determine your life. God's determined how long you will be here. God's determined your life. Amen? And He said in His word here in the 16th verse, "With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation if He do my will." This is the promise of the believer. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God for this. Let's go to Psalms 118, verse 17. That's Psalm 118, verse 17. And it reads, Psalms 118, verse 17. "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. You shall live long enough and shall continue in this world until you have done the work that you were sent into this world to do. That's the word of God. Let me repeat that again. You shall live long enough and shall continue in this world until you have done the work that you were sent into this world to do. Amen?
Yes.
So what man said, it don't matter. That's what the word of God said. He said, "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." The works of the Lord. When He says it's my time, when He called my name, then it's the time for me to go.
Yes.
Not when man say. Amen?
Amen?
"And His salvation shall be known to you." His salvation shall be known to you. Amen. The last one I have for you is Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 12. That's Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 12. "And His salvation shall be known to you." And it reads, Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." We must be saved to get the promises of God.
Amen.
As Jerry talks all the time, repent, repent, repent. That is so important. So important. And God wants us to have these blessings. He wished that all of us will receive the promise that He has given us. Amen? These are the promises of the Lord. The devil wants to instill fear in you. That is his job. But God said He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? But God gave us an escape, and that escape is through His word, through Him. Amen? So we have no other choice but to serve Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to go ahead and end with prayer, but after I end with prayer, those of you that wants to be delivered from the spirit of fear and also move in a word of knowledge to some of you all who want to come up. praise God. But I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. And I'm going to ask my husband to come up and minister with me on the spirit of fear. Amen. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, today that, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord God, will receive your word, Lord God. Lord God, we won't just worship you, Lord God, with our lips, Lord God. But, Lord, we will, Lord, worship you with our hearts, Lord God. Let the word be planted in our spirit, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just bless you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are delivering us from the spirit of fear, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that we no longer have to be bound by the spirit of fear, that we can walk in your promises. We can walk in your word, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you are the one that gets the glory, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, by walking in obedience, Lord God, that these blessings will forever be upon our lives. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, today. We bless you and we glorify you. And we'll forever, forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give God a hand for his word. Amen.
Before you those come up for prayer for fear, I want to add some areas of edification or encouragement. In Job chapter 22, verse 28, the Bible says, "Thou shalt decree a thing,
yes,
and it shall be established." During World War I, there were units or squads of infantrymen who went out during the bloody war, and they decreed and declared Psalms 91 every day. They lost not a man. While the other units were bloodied. During World War II, there were infantry units who decreed Psalms 91. It was an umbrella of protection for them.
Yes.
And they lost not a man. There are documented reports during the Vietnam era, the Vietnam War, as well as Iraq and Afghanistan. The word of God is established and forever settled in heaven.
Yes.
If God says it, he means it. Psalms 91 is a protection umbrella. In Isaiah chapter 43, the Bible says, "When you go through the waters, they shall not overtake you. And when you go through the fire, you shall not be burned." In the midst of destructive weather patterns, the floods, the twisters, the tornadoes that we're seeing, the destruction of homes, the destruction of crops. I watched the media one day, and I saw this lady stood upon Psalms 91.
Yes.
And as she stood upon that psalm, her real estate, her property, received not a scratch. I'm looking at the word of the Lord that says in Isaiah 43, "When you go through the fire, you shall not be what?
Burned.
I believe with America in the dangerous threat of nuclear destruction and a nuclear attack and invasion by Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38, by China, by Russia, and many of the communist Arab Muslim nations, I believe that if we decree that thing and stand on the word of the Lord, that God will give us in Psalms 91 a protection umbrella."
Yes.
I want to encourage somebody here today. There's much fear about the economy. There's fear that I can't meet my financial needs. There's fear that I'm going to fail. There's fear that I'm not going to be able to raise my family. Listen, the Bible does not say that. If we decree a thing, it shall be established.
Yeah,
if we stand upon Psalms 91, then God will meet our needs. If he had to send a raven like he did Elijah, if he had to send an angel to bake a devil's fruit cake, correction, an angel food cake, so, not a devil food. If he had to send an angel to bake you a devil food cake, I believe
angel
that God will take care of you. And
angel
God
food.
Will meet your needs. That's right, angel food. Amen. I love the devil food cake. But if he has to send it, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I told myself on that one. What kind of cake I like. But amen. But I want to just encourage somebody here. Fear in Haiti, fear opens the door for death. Fear opens the door of witch doctors know if they can instill shock. They can instill, through fear, they can instill death.
Yes.
Listen, fear is the reason why there are many sickness, disease, and
yes.
infirmity
yes.
because of fear.
Yes.
Fear is the reason people get divorced. Fear is the reason people are not married. I fear getting married. I fear I'm going to be hurt again. I fear that they're going to traumatize me. I fear that they're going to warn me. Fear is another reason. Listen, fear, it can bankrupt you. Fear can do what? Block you. Fear can what? Blind you. I think we're stepping into a dimension. Well, we're going to have to start decreeing God's word. We're going to have to decree. We're going to have to tell the devil is forever established in heaven. I'm standing on Psalms 91. There's no sickness, disease, infirmity that's going to come near my home. Now, if you've been encouraged by these two revelations, give Jesus a praise. My God. Is there anybody that needs prayer in the area of fear? Just come up. In the area of fear.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.